We go to California now, where drought, of course, is the big problem. But over the last couple of weeks, it's been the opposite. Heavy storms have been pummeling that state with much-needed rainwater. That's good news for the drought-stricken region, but in Los Angeles, most of that storm water, it runs right off into the ocean. LA City officials like Marty Adams, though, they're trying to change that. Instead of routing the rainwater away, doesn't it make more sense to capture it? Marty is Senior Assistant General Manager with the L.A. Department of Water and Power. He says that one obstacle is that L.A. was specifically designed over the last several decades to divert that stormwater into the ocean in order to avoid terrible floods. So a citywide effort to do the opposite is a huge undertaking.
We're looking at a situation where we've got to capture the water pretty much before it gets into the storm channels, because once it's there, it's on a fast path to the ocean. And so we want to try to catch it on property, on private property or public property, and really stop it and slow it down from actually getting into the streets and getting into the storm drains. And that's a big challenge.
How do you do that?
You know, we have a couple of large basins that we've spread water in already, and those have been there since the 1940s, particularly in the San Fernando Valley. But at this point, you know, you can't go out and buy a large property and clear it of buildings waiting for it to rain. And so there's really not a lot of opportunities for big stormwater capture. So what we really have to do is have a lot of small projects. And so we are doing things on some of our streets. We're doing some places where in the parkways, instead of them running off into the street, we do a swale so the water can collect. Or in a street median. We're doing work in our public parks to try to lower the grass level, so instead of the stormwater running off, it actually kind of pools and collects there. Sometimes in streets we put what we call dry wells, which places that water can infiltrate and not continue to run down the gutter. But ultimately, I think we're going to have to get on private property. There's only so much public property we can use. We basically have to get people to hold water in their properties, on their yards, and not have it run off so fast.
Well, is the idea then, if you're encouraging people to hold it on their own private property, modify that backyard or their storm gutters a little bit, to hold it on the property and use it in your own house, or to feed it back into the public supply? How does that work?
Well, you know, we have a program right now for rain barrels. They're like 55-gallon drums. Some look like drums. Some look pretty fancy, like big urns. And that would collect water off people's roofs down their gutters. And those kind of projects, people can then use that in their gardens during the course of the year. And then we're trying to grow that into what we call cisterns, which are basically larger capture facilities. And those, at this point, would help people offset their water use by allowing them to use that water outdoors. But ultimately, you know, the big benefit is to try to get more water into the ground, because there's only so much stormwater you can use on your property. But if we can slow it down by any of these methods to capture it and have it soak into the ground, it'll eventually become drinking water supply.
Okay, that all sounds great. So what is L.A. County or the other jurisdictions around the San Fernando Valley, around the area there in Southern California, what are they doing to give people an incentive to get these urns, to do all these things that help keep the water on the ground and then into the ground more efficiently?
So, you know, there are a number of agencies involved. Every city has its own runoff issues to deal with. L.A. County is a big player because they have, you know, regional control over stormwater. And then through the local wholesaler, Metropolitan Water District, there's actually a rebate program. And they'll rebate $75 a rain barrel and up to four rain barrels. So that's a good amount of money. It almost offsets the whole cost. And then in the city of Los Angeles, we actually add money on top of that.
Marty Adams, you know what you need?
What's that?
Your former governor famously sped around those storm drains on a motorcycle in Terminator 2. Great scene. You need the former governor to turn to the camera and say, get your cistern.
That's a good idea.
Marty Adams is Senior Assistant General Manager with the L.A. Department of Water and Power. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you very much.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Lumosity, offering a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving. With brain games to calculate baseline scores and build a brain training program, performance can be compared with global averages. Learn more at Lumosity.com. TIAA CREF, a global financial company that's created to serve and built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org.